From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. In vitro fertilization services are resuming across Alabama after Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill into law granting immunity to fertility clinics. This is in response to an Alabama Supreme Court ruling last month that found frozen embryos are children. While the law addresses the issue of IVF, there's other fallout from the ruling yet to be resolved. We talk about that and other legislative matters with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He joins us most Fridays and is here once again. Todd, thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
Well, this IVF immunity bill went through at lightning speed, as legislation goes. Give me a sense of what the atmosphere was like around the Statehouse these last few days.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting time because, as you know, that ruling came out on a Friday, and it took a few days to realize just how big the impact was going to be, and it wasn't until the following week people started saying, we have to do something. So yes, it has been a very fast pace. You also had advocates, you know, from the IVF community descend on the State House, and that's been really interesting because these aren't political people. They're not, a lot of them have probably never been to the State House before, but it's obviously a very personal issue. And so watching those interactions, I think it was really interesting. And I think they had a real impact on lawmakers on an issue that few know a lot about, right? None of us really know a whole lot about a complicated issue like that. And so I think those advocates, those IVF patients and families coming down to the State House made all the difference.
What is left for lawmakers to debate after this Alabama Supreme Court ruling? And what's your sense of the appetite among lawmakers to have those conversations?
This is basically a liability bill, a liability law now that protects clinics and patients from lawsuits. And that's really how this whole thing got started, was a lawsuit down in Mobile. That's taken care of. But again, that's a short-term fix. What they didn't address is the constitutional amendment that passed back in 2018 that essentially, it's called a personhood amendment, establishing Alabama as a pro-life state and that life begins at conception. Now, that has nothing to do with embryos, but that's how the court interpreted it. And so there's a fear that future courts and future judges could also interpret things that way. And so, you know, a lot of people are saying we need to go back and address that constitutional amendment. That's easier said than done. And there's debate about whether or not that's actually necessary. Either way, I do think this issue is not finished because even with this new liability protection bill, you may need to tweak that in the future. But at least the clinics can resume their IVF treatment.
Well, Alabama now has a new school choice law. Governor Kay Ivey signed what was dubbed the Choose Act on Thursday. It offers certain families up to $7,000 a year toward private school tuition. When we had talked before, you noted that reaction to this proposal largely fell along party lines. And was it that way up to final passage?
It was. It was largely passed along party lines. And there's just a longstanding resistance to choice options from Democrats, especially when you're talking about public tax dollars going to private institutions. This is a voucher-like program that, again, allows parents up to $7,000 in tax credits to send their child to a private school. And so a lot of Democrats just have a fundamental problem with that. And yet it was a lot more measured in scope than other states have done. Other states have really just kind of gone universal. There's a lot of restrictions and guardrails on it, and that really made the education groups a lot less resistant. It's law now, and we'll see just how much it's actually utilized. That's kind of the question I've had, is how many parents are going to utilize this? You know, other states, it's a kind of a mixed bag.
Well, finally, a bill to authorize a lottery, casinos, and sports betting sailed through the House. It's now meeting headwinds in the Senate, prompting some major changes to the proposal. What changes are you seeing in the Senate version of this gambling bill?
Yeah, it changed in committee pretty dramatically, and they took out the sports betting component completely. They scaled back the casino portion a good bit. So those changes are probably not going to fly in the House. The House passed its version of the bill. It was took a lot of work. It was proud of it. So I'm not sure that they're going to appreciate how much the Senate has changed it. So we're kind of in a stalemate. We're about halfway through session. We'll see what changes.
Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He joins us here most Fridays during the legislative session. Todd, thanks for your time.
Thank you.